Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. You know that feeling when your inbox is overflowing, deadlines are looming, and you're trying to juggle a million things at once? Yeah, I've been there. It can feel like the workplace is designed to be a whirlwind of stress and chaos. But guess what? We don't have to let it control us. Today, we're diving into a super practical tool that can actually transform your workday mindfulness. No, this isn't some new age mumbo-jumbo about burning incense and chanting. This is about bringing a little more awareness and intentionality to how you work, and trust me, it's a game changer. So, why mindfulness in the workplace? Well, think about it. When your mind is racing, constantly thinking about the next task or worrying about what might go wrong, you are not truly present. You're scattered, less focused, and probably more prone to making mistakes. Mindfulness helps us bring our attention back to the present moment, allowing us to work with greater clarity, focus, and even creativity. It's like hitting the reset button on your brain, clearing out all the mental clutter so you can actually get things done. Here are 5 key takeaways from this episode that will help you unlock the power of mindfulness in your workday. First off, it's about being fully present in whatever you're doing. When you're responding to emails, really focus on that email. Give it your full attention instead of multitasking and rushing through things. Second, notice your thoughts and feelings without judgment. We all have those moments of stress, frustration, or even boredom. The key is to acknowledge them without getting swept away by them. Just observe them like clouds passing by in the sky. Third, take regular breaks throughout the day. Step away from your desk, go for a walk, listen to some music, or just close your eyes and breathe deeply. These little moments of stillness can recharge your batteries and help you come back to work feeling refreshed and refocused. Fourth, cultivate gratitude. Take a few minutes each day to appreciate the good things in your work life, even the small ones. Maybe it's a supportive colleague, a challenging project that you're learning from, or simply the satisfaction of completing a task. And finally, remember to be kind to yourself. Work can be demanding, and there will be days when you feel overwhelmed or stressed. That's totally normal. Just remember to practice self-compassion and give yourself the grace you need to navigate those challenging moments. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a marketing manager who feels constantly swamped with deadlines and emails. She's always rushing from one meeting to the next, feeling stressed and burnt out. But then she starts incorporating mindfulness into her workday. She takes short breaks to stretch and breathe deeply. When she's working on a project, she focuses solely on that task, minimizing distractions. And at the end of each day, she reflects on what went well and what she can learn from any challenges she faced. Sarah notices a significant shift. Her stress levels decrease, her focus improves, and she even feels more creative and energized. So, how does this translate to your workday? You don't need a fancy meditation retreat or hours of silent contemplation. Even 5 minutes of focused breathing each morning can make a world of difference. Try setting aside a few minutes each day to simply observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Pay attention to the sensations in your body as you work and take regular breaks to stretch and move around. Remember, mindfulness isn't about achieving some state of perfect bliss, it's about being more aware and intentional in our daily lives, including at work. And when we cultivate the awareness, we unlock the potential for greater focus, clarity, creativity, and even joy in our work. Ready to transform your workday? Share this episode with a friend who could use a little mindfulness boost, leave a review on your favorite podcast platform, or join me on social media where we'll keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay mindful, stay motivated, and remember you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.